Welcome to the Everyman Sports Podcast, the show for fans, by fans. No former pros, no so-called experts, just real passionate fans. From outside on a porch to inside a living room, in the parking lot of a stadium to the dining room table, friends and families chat about their teams, their games, and what makes them cheer. This is Everyman Sports.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this podcast. With me this week is my dad. How you doing, Dad?
I'm doing great.
Great. Well, let's talk about Week 14 of the NFL. A couple big stories. The biggest, of course, was Johnny Manziel's first start in the NFL, and it was horrible.
Well, he wears number two, and he played like number two.
I think that's fair. A 30-0 drubbing at home against the division-leading Bengals.
He's a boy in a man's world?
At this point, yes. I mean, they were running the option with
well,
him.
Well, kind of.
Well, it was still an option. It wasn't. Hey, all options are options. There was the read option, the triple option.
The read option, yeah.
Oh, he was running the read option. But, I mean, I can't tell you. Obviously, I couldn't see the game, but how many highlights where he's
well, the bigger
running
problem
the option.
Is now that you go to him, you got to stay with him. And you see you have an inferior product there, so.
Well, yeah.
Like many teams, Rams, et cetera, you know, they're just lacking a quarterback.
Yeah, that's true. And he was a first-round pick to hopefully be their quarterback.
Yeah, but he was what? He was very late.
That's like 16th or something.
22nd, something like that.
I mean, you know, he's just a long line of, you know, quarterbacks that have come out.
For the Browns.
Especially for the Browns. In Cleveland, like in downtown Cleveland, there's a store that has up front on a mannequin a Tim Couch jersey.
Okay.
The original Browns quarterback in
the
second incarnation of it. And they just have all the list of the quarterbacks that have started a game since then. And it's just in this window on a mannequin. And each name is crossed out. Campbell, Quinn. And the latest one, of course, is Manziel down at the bottom.
Right.
So, you know, he's just a long line of college quarterbacks. You know, some do well, some don't. I mean, you look at guys like Luck and...
Well, they're nowhere near the same type of
person. No.
Same size.
No.
Skill set.
No. Every quarterback that's come out within the first 10 picks of the last 10 drafts, they're all different, but, you know, some succeed, some don't, some might'll.
Well, I mean, he's not really a pocket passer.
No, he's not.
So I think this, you know, run-around thing, unless you're Russell Wilson, it doesn't work.
Well, I've heard it said, because there's the running quarterback, and then what about the old-fashioned scrambler?
Well, yeah, Fran Tarkington comes to mind.
Yeah, Tarkington, I'd say even Young still.
Steve Young. Great set of legs.
Yeah, sure.
But he knew enough to use his arm.
Yes, absolutely. So, and he used it really well.
Yeah, and he also studied real hard.
That
so
is
he
true.
Wanted to be good.
Right. And
so that kind of leads into the Heisman Trophy winner.
Mariota.
Well, he kind of uses his legs to make things happen.
Well, yeah.
And we kind of focuses on his, you know, his number one receiver option.
Yeah.
And routes. And so, you know, that could be a problem. So, but he does have the size, has 6'4", or whatever he is.
Yeah,
He could be a pocket passer. But sometimes these guys rely on their legs, so... And the history of Heisman Trophy winning quarterbacks doing well in the NFL isn't...
few and far between.
Right.
I mean, Vince Young was probably the most recent guy of that. Oh, Griffin. Griffin also won Heisman, too, if I remember correctly.
Right.
So, you know, they're all different. So that was probably one of the bigger stories. Arizona pulling it out. No touchdown scored against St. Louis. That
right,
was
but
a
their
field
third
goal
string
game.
Quarterback.
The third string quarterback. I give them, look, they're everybody has said if they don't win this game, they're not going to win any of the rest of the games.
Really?
Oh well, they've
why
got
is that?
Well their upcoming schedule. They've got Seattle.
Nothing worse than Seattle. I mean,
no, but you know
who's after that?
in week 17, I believe is. They have to, well, it's a divisional game, so they'll probably play. So San Francisco, at San Francisco. So that might be the last hurrah for the 49ers. The Arizona Cardinals are going into the playoffs. May take it easy, especially if you got all these third-round guys playing.
That doesn't look like a guy that takes it easy.
Who, Arians?
Yeah.
No, he definitely doesn't.
So I can't see him, you know, with a clutch.
Yeah, that is true.
Just a gas pedal.
So and then Buffalo beating Green Bay in Buffalo. Green Bay has played in Buffalo five times, yeah. And they've lost all five. So you think right. Favre, Starr, you think Lombardi, you think all these guys.
Yeah, but I'm thinking road A, B, in the interconference. You know, it's not, but you figure they would stay focused. But something, you know, about that guy's career, you know, he does...
Rodgers?
Yeah, he does bounce now and then.
Every now and then. I mean, he didn't throw a touchdown.
He's human.
Two interceptions. I mean, this is a guy who's got like 30... He had 34 touchdowns and six interceptions.
Let's give respect to the Buffalo defense.
They
arguably
have
one of the best.
They have
check out the interceptions.
An amazing defense.
Sacks. Okay, so again, there's another team that lacks a quarterback.
That's
like
true.
The Rams of the AFC.
That is true. But they knew enough to say, look, our defense is good. We just need a game manager. Nobody's going to wreck the game and somebody who can maybe not be the future, but we'll still do fine.
Right. I like him at the Raiders this year. I mean, this week, I'm thinking that the Raiders already have the team bus warmed up. The lockers are pretty much empty.
Probably.
You know.
Now, with Green Bay losing and Detroit winning, Detroit not only slides into the lead
they could take
in the NFC
division,
into the NFC North, but they've also slid into the second spot.
That's huge.
That's really big. If that holds off,
and I'm liking them against the Bears. The Bears are horrible.
Oh, they're bad, so bad. We'll get to that in a second. Dallas pulling out a big game against Philly.
That's the revenge factor. It's hard to sweep divisional opponents.
I agree. I had a feeling though that
I think that was predictable.
I think Philly had knowing Dallas in December these last 8 years, it was kind of hard for me to say, no, this is the year, because how many times can you say that in a row?
Well, what happened to the run game in Philly? How are you going to do this experiment he has? Talking about Chip Kelly. I mean, you know, the focus is on him because he's going to revolutionize the league. You know, there was some criticism that he beat up on bad people when he was in Oregon, and when they really had to face the tough ones, he couldn't get it done. So is that that transcribing to the NFL?
Well, he has no national championships to speak of in college.
Well, that's,
so there is that. But I mean,
I'm not going to hate him for that.
No, of course not. But they need to really upgrade their defense, I think, especially that secondary.
Well, how's that going to help their run game?
It's not going to necessarily
help.
Okay,
so there's other components.
I understand, but if we're looking, what's the next step for Chip Kelly? I think he needs to improve. He's got a good front seven. I'll say that much. But that everybody's defensive backfield needs to be improved. Now, on offense, I mean, look, McCoy started off slow, but he's really come into his own. He's got some really good playmakers in Sproles.
Sproles, I mean, at 170 pounds, I mean, he was out one game this year, and he's done nothing since.
I understand.
So, you know, I don't know where we're going with that.
I'm just saying, if you're talking about the run game, I don't think that's necessarily a problem.
Where was he against Dallas?
They were behind most of the game. And McCoy was out there a bunch. Sproles
McCoy,
was out there a bunch.
Well, we expect him out there all the time. We're talking about Sproles. This was supposed to be a huge addition. And, you know, how could the Saints let him go? Like this guy was invincible.
No,
he's
not invincible.
You can't run him between the tackles.
No, you can't.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's got
age on him. But this isn't a power running game. I mean, that's just the sheer fact of it. Look.
I mean, I'm going to go big here. I think the Redskins are going to beat them outright.
Yeah.
And they haven't beat them yet.
Right.
Redskins season is over.
Right.
They can make this Philly season over.
Well, before
you know, spoiler roles are pretty important. You need a reason to get up and do these things.
No, I agree. Well, we'll talk about week 16 in just a moment. But, of course, the other big one was Chicago falling flat on their face. At home to the Saints. The Saints are actually playing for something, so I don't blame them
Trestman,
for going out there.
You know, I really thought he was going to do something, but it turned. He looked like an intern.
Yeah.
It looks clueless. Nobody really wants to play there.
Well, he's not coming back.
Forte and Jared Allen were the only two guys that to me that showed any inspiration or desire to be professional out there. What a nightmare.
It's
that
bad.
That was a hard watch.
Trestman is not coming back next year.
Well, I guess not.
No.
And what about Cutler? They own
Cutler's
$54 million,
hey, you just got to cut him and
really?
Some of that money.
Is that what they'll do?
Well, not all of it's guaranteed.
Well, 54 of it is.
54 if it's guaranteed.
It's
oh,
amazing,
boy, they're screwed.
Yeah.
they're
that's
in trouble.
What I'm saying.
But
who knows?
Well, let's see what they do during the draft. That's all I can say about that.
Oh, that's another start over play.
Wow, that's everybody's start over play. All right, now let's talk about week this upcoming week, week 16.
Oh, it's just some great
Now,
game.
You've been talking about Washington. You like the revenge factor. You like that Washington's got their season's over. Philly potentially could have their season over.
Oh, absolutely. Because if they could wreck everything right here.
Well, if you look at between Dallas and Philly, here's the Eagles schedule. At Washington.
Right.
And then, I believe, home Giants.
Yeah, so everybody has that already penciled in.
Exactly. Those are two wins penciled in. Now, let's look at the
Cowboys. Nothing's that easy.
I understand that. Now, let's look at the Cowboys. Cowboys have home Colts.
Yeah, well, home's no advantage to them.
I understand that. No, they're better on the road. And then at Washington. Now, if we talk about...
Well, Washington already beat them this year.
That is true.
So the likelihood of that happening twice is pretty slim.
Now, if I may throw another little bit into that, another trend... This is the last game of the season. It's the Cowboys. Cowboys do great on the road, but Washington, if you're going to get up for one game, it's the Dallas game.
No.
You think the Eagles over the Cowboys?
Oh, absolutely. Only because of the damage they can inflict here.
Well, we're talking...
And they owe them. They lost three in a row now to Chip Kelly.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. So that's a big deal. You got DeSean Jackson,
mm-hmm.
who really wants to put it to Philly.
Right.
You know, now you got RG3 that needs some kind of reclamation. All this could happen in one day.
True.
You know, so, you know, you can do a lot of good things by taking care of business here if you're the Redskins.
Right.
So I know it's shocking. It's shocking, but there's almost something like a 78% chance when you're home divisional on a nationally televised game.
Because that's a Saturday game.
Well, that's a
short week,
focus.
Technically.
Short. Well, they're both
technically.
Yeah. But the Eagles also are coming off two losses, so if they're extra pumped up, you know, maybe not. Maybe a little bit fragile. We're going to see.
What I'd like to find out, I should have done the research, what's their longest losing streak, the Eagles' longest losing streak?
Well, this might be it.
You think? All right.
But it could go bad. I think it will.
All right. So you like Washington with the points?
I'd like them. Sure, I like the points, of course.
So Washington getting 7.5.
Well, they got 8.5, yeah.
Oh, okay. 8.5, I have 7.5.
And,
so you're looking at like a 9-10-point win probably, something like that?
Well, no. All they have to do is lose by 8, and they win.
True.
So, you know, yeah, that's a nice bet. I'm liking the Jags. Here's something very interesting. I think it's a record. That the Jaguars now, I believe it's 43. It's real close to that. It's over 40 consecutive games that they were the underdog.
Mm-hmm.
So now they finally jump as the favorite against the lowly Titans, who really don't have a quarterback. I think they signed somebody this week.
Oh.
Because Locker is out for the year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and Mecklenburg or whatever his name is.
He's not the answer, at least right
now.
No,
he's down.
Charlie Whitehurst is the
Whitehurst, yeah, and then they signed, I forget who, off of Rams practice squad. Now I'm thinking if the Rams had a quarterback, you know, they'd be using him. So I'm really liking the Jags there, and good for them to finally be
a And that's an awful, favorite. That's a Thursday night game. That's an awful game. Titans at Jackson.
Yeah.
I mean, they're combined, what, four wins between them?
Well, I remember...
nationally televised.
I heard it once said that Winston Churchill wanted to play poker, and they said, well, that game's crooked and fixed. He said, yeah, but it's the only game in town.
That's true.
So I'll be watching it.
That's true.
You know, and I want to see a little bit about Bortles. I know he leads the league in interceptions, but I want to take a look at him. Have you seen him this year? I saw him
very little.
Philly in the first game of the season.
The Philly game and
the
Giant game.
He didn't play. He played in the Giant game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you like Washington and then Jacksonville?
Yeah, and I'm liking the Rams to dismantle the Giants. I'm not believing that this Giant thing is back
on
track.
No, I'm with you. St. Louis at home giving 5.
Yeah, they beat a couple of really bad teams, the Giants.
And look, I mean, they've beaten the they've beaten the Broncos at home.
Right.
They very likely should have beat Arizona at home.
Yeah.
In St. Louis. I could have. So, I mean, and especially coming off a big game
their schedule this year has been brutal.
Well,
you know,
playing the West, that's
another
tough.
Great defense. You know, something to be said. I know the Packers line is big against the Bucks at home, but the Bucks are really bad. And
yes.
I want to see redemption from Aaron Rodgers, because that really was kind of crapped a bit up there in Buffalo.
That was tough for them. Now.
And I'm loving the Lions over the Bears. So there's a lot of.
So you like a fourth game, Lions over Bears.
I can't see the Bears fixing something that's that broke.
No.
You know,
Chicago is getting 7 at home.
Yeah, I got 4.
Wow, there's a lot of big home underdogs. You know, Tampa 10.5 home underdog, stuff like that. Arizona's a home 8-point home underdog. That's the big game of the week. Seattle at Arizona, for the title of the NFC West.
Right.
I think that might be a closer game than people think.
Think it's going to be a baseball score?
Maybe not that close. It might be.
Right.
Last week the lowly Jets actually won a game, 16-11. First time in NFL history, final score was 16-11.
It came down to the last play. That was a fantastic series of laterals.
Mm-hmm.
Until this guy doesn't lateral it at the end and purposely runs into somebody and goes out of bounds.
Yeah, what happened to the jump move? Everybody, all these tight ends now, they jump over defensive backs when they come because everybody tackles at the leg, so you just jump. Why not just jump?
Well, if they did a lot of things right, they wouldn't be where they are.
Well, that's very true. That is for certain. Absolutely. So, all right, so you like Jacksonville, Washington.
Yeah, I do.
Detroit on the road.
Yes, I do.
And St. Louis at home. I kind of like those two.
And you know what? The Ravens against the Texans, they don't have a quarterback.
No, Fitzpatrick went down with a broken leg.
And the Ravens have something to play for. And I'm really thinking
they do.
The Bills, I'm picturing them beating the Raiders.
Yeah.
At home.
I think the Bills can go out to Oakland, beat up on Oakland. Oakland's a 5.5-point underdog.
Then
it's bad, man.
The Broncos over the Bengals.
Now, that's a good Monday night game. Broncos, Bengals.
I'm not feeling the Bengals this year. I haven't been on them.
Andy Dalton's been too inconsistent. The defense is okay. And actually, a lot of those, it's almost like they figured out Dalton. Like, where are these weapons? Where's Jeremy Gresham?
Well, what the Bengals have going for them is a tie.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a loss. In that division.
That's true. You just got to have one less loss than the other guy, and you're good.
And it's happening with the Panthers, who they had to tie with.
Yeah.
That's kind of hanging there.
Those ties
aren't terrible.
No, definitely not. Not like kissing your sister this time, as it's always said. So what else is going on in the world of sports? Let me just talk about basketball for a second. How bad? Boy, the Knicks and the Lakers are awful.
Well, it's the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh,
that's not working.
The triangle offense.
And that's not the coach that he wanted.
No.
And everybody knows that. And this is a player-driven league.
Yeah.
And I think the game has passed them by. He's getting $15 million to not even travel
Anthony,
with the team.
Carmelo
no,
Anthony.
No, I'm talking about the former Laker coach and Phil Jackson.
Yeah, Phil Jackson. No, I agree. It's not the message. It's the coach. I think you've got the wrong guy. Coach yourself. But I understand, look, he's, what, 60-something?
But it doesn't stop him from getting the $15 million. You know, it's interesting.
No.
He can't do this. He can't travel. He can't do this. He can't get the right coach. So what are we doing here?
Well, I'm just wondering, how come you've had assistants before. Don't tell me Derek Fisher was your first assistant. And he's been with you the longest. He's 2 years removed from playing, Derek Fisher is.
But if they tell you you can work from home and you can get $15 million,
sure.
You can argue with these people?
No, probably not.
Yeah, so, you know, that's what happens.
So that's a little bad. And the Lakers are terrible as well, even though Kobe passed Michael Jordan for third most points of all time. But that doesn't mean much.
Right. It's kind of like, you know, yeah, so he won the race, but he blew the engine, you know, so.
Pretty much.
You know, like, where
it was that guy, the Indianapolis 500 a couple years ago. He was coming down the stretch, and his car blew out, and he had down the straightaway, and he slowed down. He only came in third or something, or second. It was bad. And then baseball.
But that's why we watch NASCAR, for bad things to happen.
Sure, any car race. And then in baseball, Chicago is real. Both sides of Chicago are really trying to, because the White Sox not only got Samardzija and Robertson, but they also got Melky Cabrera for the outfield. They're really trying to.
That's great.
They're trying to put their team, and Cubs are trying. Are have obviously they're city. Doing all this stuff. They got Lester now and all this stuff.
I need a baseball revival in that city.
Oh, big time. Big time. And especially if both are successful at the same time, that's going to be unbelievable. That's going to be unbelievable for
them.
Now,
what series would that be called?
Oh boy, the L series for the elevated train.
Is that true?
I don't know. What, the Crosstown? It's got to be the Crosstown rivalry, something like that. I think that would be a great one. White Sox versus the Cubs. White Sox got off their schneid back in, what, 05?
You'd give the White Sox the advantage? Because the Cubs have been so long since they won anything.
Yeah, but you'd want the Cubs to win. You'd favor the White Sox, but you'd want the Cubs. You'd go, I'll put my money on the White Sox.
Well, they're
but
great. They got the good manager now, so he could make this happen.
But again, just because you win in the offseason doesn't mean you win during the season. I mean, that's the only
thing. But it wasn't for the hot stove. What would we be talking about?
Nothing. You'd just be waiting for the end of the football season and go, all right, how much longer until pitchers and catchers and all that stuff? All that stuff, so. And, college football, the bowl games are going to start up pretty soon.
Well, one mention to make, this was a guy that devised a format for the modern baseball card, meaning.
Oh, yeah, the Topps guy.
Yeah, so yeah, I know you're a big card guy.
No, I love baseball cards.
I should explain, give this guy some credit for what he did.
Yes, Cy Berger, he was actually, I heard
in Brooklyn,
he,
I think.
Yeah, he was actually a war correspondent during the First World War, a photographer, and he came back and he started to really up the baseball card game back in the 50s, early 50s.
So he come up with the signature team.
The logo and stuff. Like the out there logo, not just what's on the uniform.
The autograph on the front with the picture.
The famous Mickey Mantle rookie card where it's got his signature down at the bottom and stuff like that. The sideways cards, all that stuff.
Right, right.
But yeah, I mean, baseball cards, they've really changed a lot since then.
He passed away at 91.
Yeah, which is...
And he came up with the idea on his kitchen table.
Back then when there wasn't as all this stuff, you had an idea, you ran with it. Fantasy football is coming to an end pretty soon. My public league, I'm in my championship game.
Great.
I moved past. I was lucky, boy. It was a close call. My opponent, I was up by, I forget how many points, by 12 points. He had Mark Ingram. If he got 60 yards and a touchdown, I would have lost. He got 59 yards and one touchdown. I won by 0.4 tenths of a point I won. So I was in big, big, big trouble. But
.4.
Yeah, it was.
I heard Bart Simpson talking about he got .00037 inches, and I'm rich. Look at all those zeros
on the wrong side. And then in the Everyman Sports League, I lost in the first round of our eight team playoffs.
Heartbreaker.
Yeah, my wife moved on. Lee moved on. And, she moved on. She beat her game.
And who helped her the most?
Me. She's my apprentice. I've taught her well. She's a rookie in a league of a lot of veterans.
Okay.
She's holding her own. She actually beat one of our big veterans.
What's any key players she picked up?
Beckham. Beckham had a monster game. Actually,
that's huge.
Helped me in my public league. He helped me big time. C.J. Anderson was a big.
He will be rookie of the year or he'll come off defense?
Beckham, he'll probably. No. Who's a better rookie?
I don't know. I mean, he didn't play the first four games of the year.
But look at how
he
great
didn't play any preseason.
Right, but if
he
you look,
apparently
at,
doesn't play hurt. I mean,
his one-handed catch aside. Look
that's
at his
enough, right
look
there.
Look at his look.
This is amazing. They already got him in the Hall of Fame.
Well, let's not go that far. He shouldn't be there. Hey, for some people, they were putting Manziel in Canton. But Beckham.
That's a problem.
But even with those games out, look at what he's done since then. Statistically, he's been Manning's
huge.
He's big on
that. When I watch the Giants, I look for him. There's no doubt about it.
Now, in our Everyman Sports League, we're going to Week 17, which doesn't happen in other leagues.
Well, why do you do that?
Well, because if I'm sitting there Week 17, I'm watching, a couple of good games, a couple of games of actual meaning instead
of a
whole
slate. Sure, it's going to come down to that.
And then, I'm like, I'm done with fantasy football. Oh, no more. I want to keep going. So I'm trying something.
Right.
Now, it also gives, It kind of evens out the playing field because veterans and rookies, they've never done a Week 17. So it'll be interesting to see the strategies you pull. So going into week 16, we have my wife, Lee. We have my friends, Cody. We have my friend, Alex, and my friend, Michael.
Okay.
So we'll see. One of those four will be the championship. One Sweet. Of them will be the champion. And then week 17, we'll see which two teams move on. So
great.
So, Dad, thank you very much for joining
You're
me this
welcome.
Week. And the next time we talk, I believe it will be a Merry Christmas. Well, we'll do a Christmas
great.
Show.
Well, it's Happy Hanukkah today.
Happy Hanukkah. Tonight starts
sure,
the first.
Absolutely. So, it's a holiday festive season.
That's right.
Okay. Sounds great.
All right, Dad. Thanks very much for joining me.
Bye-bye.
And take care.
This has been another episode of Everyman Sports. The show's music is Cold Funk by Kevin MacLeod and is licensed under CC Attribution 3.0. Everyman Sports can be found on Facebook.com, where you can like it to receive updates and news. Visit Everyman Sports in the iTunes Store to leave a review of the show. Also, visit everymansports.podbean.com directly to comment and support. Everyman Sports can be contacted directly at everymansports@gmail.com.